It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, Fairbanks, how's it going? It's Craig Compo, and it's fair time. It's that time of year. The Tanana Valley Fair just started yesterday, and so if you're driving around town, bored to tears, that's something fun to do. There's a lot of cool exhibits this year. I want people to know about our booth specifically. We got a tent there with a lot of cool specials. We've got these yellow sheets called our Top 50 specials, so you can, if you're just in a hurry, just stop and grab one. They're just amazing. We're going to go over some of those things, everything from big discounts on Can-Am to Ski-Doo to boat trailers to marine accessories to ATV accessories, just all kinds of stuff. We are blowing out. We kind of usually have an annual garage sale at our shop, and we're going to team it up with this thing, and the discounts are huge. We just want it out of there. We're cleaning the house. We got a ton of Ski-Doo accessories coming in this year. We have got a tremendous amount of pre-sold Ski-Doos this year again. Continuation of what's been going on since COVID, people just dying to get out and away from people, and I don't blame them. That's what I like to do on the weekend and during the week, just get away from folks. Not that I don't like folks, but you know, you work all day around people. It's just kind of nice to just grab your family or friends and just get out in the woods, get the heck out of town. That's what it's all about, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm going to have some fun today. I'm going to play something I probably shouldn't on the radio, and then I'm going to we're going to go over all these specials. Just going to have fun with that. A lot of stuff in the news. A lot of politics in the news. The whole Hunter Biden thing. I'm not sure if I told folks, but I was chosen to do an interview with Joe Biden on a telephone interview. So I recorded that. I got some land for sale in Mexico too, if you're interested. But anyway, I do have an interview with the president. I'm going to play that. We're going to have a we still have Can-Am poker going on at the shop, where you can take a Can-Am, any Can-Am, out for a ride and draw a hand and try and win a Can-Am or $1,000 cash or whatever. It's impossible to win if you don't enter, and all you gotta do is just try our demo. It's amazing. Just any one of them, the side by side. We've got the helmets. We buy the gas. Just a short 5-minute ride, just to see what they feel like. It's just incredible, and it's no wonder they're the number one selling ATV in Fairbanks now. And have been for a couple of years, past everybody. You know all the common names. They blew by them. You know, they started way back in 98. They started the Bombardier or Bombardier, as we mostly call them, side-by-sides. I mean, ATVs, the Trackster and the Quest and some of those other ones. And then they developed into Can-Am, switched the name, upgraded the product, diversified the line. Just a really good product. I mean, when you look at them side by side with everything else that's out there, which we really get to do it at a lot of these shows, you can't argue that they even look better. They're built better. The shocks, the tie rod ends, the bumpers, everything's just beefier. And if you live in Alaska, that's what you want. You know, I tell everybody, you know, if you're going to buy one of those aftermarket Asian four wheelers or one of these things you never heard of before, you know, make sure you get a really good pair of hiking boots, because it can be a long walk out of the woods. You don't want your feet to get blistered up. I did make a comment. There's a cooler company that also started into, everybody got into building side-by-sides, you know, and this company that most people recognize that make coolers, cheap coolers, ice coolers, and, you know, $25 coolers. I always remind people, if you're going to buy one of those, just remember how long the hinges last on a cooler. And that'll kind of tell you about the quality control they probably put into their side-by-sides. And again, it's a long walk out of the woods, so you don't want to do that. But anyway, so we're going to have some fun here today. We're going to play a little interview that was done recently that was just for fun. But I was chosen as somebody to get to interview the president. So most of you know my feelings on this administration. So we're gonna play this and just have some fun with it, and we'll go on to business. So,
let's see. Hello, Mr. Biden, and thanks for taking my call. My name is.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh no. Okay, stand by.
Small business owner in Fairbanks.
Stand by. Hang on.
Now, we sell products you probably don't agree with because they happen to burn gas and oil. Well, anyway. Questions. I have questions for you. So what do you think the biggest challenge is for my business and businesses like mine since you've become president?
Pay their bills and stay open for business.
Well, actually, that's pretty accurate. But you've made everything more expensive, from the injection oil to tires, everything, because of inflation. Who ultimately pays for that?
All customers.
And I hear you're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to go after small businesses like mine.
We're just getting started.
So how many months is it going to take, like in a calendar year, just to pay my corporate taxes now?
14 straight months.
That just doesn't seem fair.
That's how capitalism works.
No, actually it's not, Mr. President. My grandparents started this business back in the 40s. They never assumed that the government was going to make it almost impossible to be profitable.
They knowingly took a risk.
And now we have to pay these new taxes to pay for health care and subsidies for people who cross the border illegally?
More than 10 million of them.
Well, in all due respect, sir, it's just not fair to the hardworking people of this country and the cartels. They've been bringing millions of fentanyl pills across the border daily and making innocent children into sex slaves.
They've done that.
And now with Title 42 gone, we'll see a huge increase in these bad actors coming across the border.
We're just getting started.
So the way I see it, things have really gone downhill fast.
Since I've become president?
Well, your family seems to be handling the economic crisis just fine, sir.
I felt good during the whole process.
Yeah, I bet you did. So how much have you socked away in hidden bank fees for money that your corrupt son funneled your way through LLCs and foreign bank accounts? Be honest now, Joe.
$1.7 trillion. Let me say it again. $1.7 trillion.
Now, that's since when?
Since I've become president.
Wow. And how much have your grandkids received? I mean, since we're being honest.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
So who else has seen these corrupt dollars flow into their personal bank accounts?
Jill's sisters, my brothers, my sister.
This all coming from a know-nothing crackhead that gets hookers pregnant and...
It didn't happen.
How can you say that?
Under no circumstances.
Oh, you know it did, Joe. What possible social benefits came from your son hiring all those young, vulnerable prostitutes?
He cut child poverty by 40%.
Well, maybe. But what about Hunter's tax problems? You know, his income.
He made $40 billion and didn't pay a penny in federal taxes.
And the IRS won't go after him?
And I won't let it happen.
And you've told the American public with a straight face that you had no knowledge of his business dealings, not a clue?
So I traveled 17,000 miles with him in China and around in the United States. I've met with him many times.
Okay, but you never once discussed any business dealings, not even once?
It didn't happen.
Yeah, okay. So let's move on. Talk about your health. It's obvious to most Americans that your health has been failing rapidly, especially cognitively.
Since I've become president?
Yeah, since then.
I get it.
I don't think you do, Mr. President. Now, you recently had both a mental evaluation and a prostate exam, I understand. Seems like the same procedure in your case, if you ask me.
But I felt good during the whole process.
Okay. So, when was your appointment?
On Friday.
Rumor has it you're taking an experimental drug that's supposed to slow your dementia?
Well, it doesn't take effect till next year.
Yeah, kind of like Hunter's incarceration. What about your urological health, if that's not too personal?
Not a whole lot trickle down.
Well, what did the doctor recommend then?
It depends.
Sorry if I'm laughing, sir. It's almost comedy. So we should wrap this up. You're beginning to sound tired and confused. What's on your agenda for next month?
I'm going to ban assault weapons.
And after that, are you going to ban pornographic books in our elementary schools?
I will not do that.
Ban genital surgery for minors without advising their parents?
Under no circumstances.
Can you do anything about curbing inflation?
Yes, I can, but I won't.
Will you put an end to letting transgender men play on girls' volleyball teams?
I will not do that.
Will you at least agree that your policies have ruined this once great country in just 2 short years?
They've done that.
Sir, your occasional honesty is mind-boggling. So my final question, name one thing that nobody has ever said to you.
You raised an incredible son.
Yeah, I bet.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, I believe you, sir. I believe you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, that was my little interview with a guy named Joe. I hope you enjoyed that. We just had a little fun with it. You know, it's all in humor. So if you're a big Biden support, and lighten up. And if you are, you're probably one of the few listening to this radio station known for its conservative viewpoints. Anyway, so that's just a little fun we had. We'll get back to business here in a minute, but I like having fun with I'll have to play my Ronald Reagan interview I did years ago, right after Obama got in. I had an interview with Ronald Reagan. Might even fit that in at the end of the show. So I did want to talk about the fair that's going on right now. We got a lot of really cool deals. We're out there at the fair. We got a booth, you know, on the Pedro Way over there towards so you head towards bathroom break. It's over on that side. So make sure you check out Compo's booth. Really good deals. What we do is we've got a list, our top 50 items. We've got our regular price. Then we had the sale price that we put on for our garage sale. And then we put an additional discount on the stuff for the fair. And they're really good deals. I'm going to give you some examples. Let's go under one column is just marine accessories. We've got diamond plate ATV ramps. Now, these are diamond plate ramps that are built to ease the loading of a four-wheeler. It goes from the step deck of your boat down to the floor so you can roll the four-wheeler in. They're diamond plate. We had them built by Carroll's Welding. $269 a pair. We had them on a garage sale at $209 a pair. We're doing $100 a pair to move those. Just blow them out. I don't have that many. I think I have four or five pairs. So some of this stuff we have a lot of and some we don't. Trailer guides. Everybody wants really good trailer guides. So most trailer guides they build for boats, they bend real easy. They're just not very effective. We never bought the cheap ones, even for small boats. They're just no good. But these are heavy-duty galvanized made by King Trailer, and they're for tandem axle boats. So they're long, and they're galvanized steel. They go on an angle around the fender, and then they've got the UHMW slider so you don't damage the boat. Those were $6.95 a pair. Had them at this garage sale at $5.95, marking them down to $3.95 a pair. So almost half price for a set of really nice trailer guides. Boat winches. Most people never pay attention to that. The winch that you winch the boat up, you know, the little springs go bad, the gears get stripped, the everything goes bad on them, you know, eventually, because it's, you know, you're winching a boat up all the time onto your trailer. And, you know, if that thing comes loose, your boat's laying on the road. So if you don't have it tied down properly. So we have the 2,500 pound capacity ones, which is one of the bigger ones for like 20 foot boats and bigger. They were $99.50, had them on sale at $69.50. You can pick them up for $50 now, so half price on a heavy-duty boat winch. These are some of the examples. Tongue jacks, everybody's tongue jack. You know, here's a hint for you if you want to triple the life of your trailer tongue jack. When you jack the front of the boat up at the end of the season, which you should, and take your drain plugs out so, you know, the melt runs out in the spring and in the late fall, put something underneath the tongue of the trailer to support it, not just the tongue jack, you know, because you get a heavy snow year, that thing's laying on the ground or it's just stressed out. It's done. But we've got a 1,200 pound capacity tongue jack that sells for about $120. Had them at $69.50 on our garage sale. The fair price, $60. Now, all this stuff, you'll have the sheet. We won't have it all at the fair, but we'll have the sheet. And if you bring the sheet to us, say, I want one of these. Out to Compo's. We'll be open at Compo's during the fair, so you can come out you can just come out to the shop and get these deals too. Some people say, I don't want to go to the fair. It looks like a bunch of people that fell face down in a tackle box walking around out there. Well, yeah, but there's some good people out there and really good deals too, and just neat stuff to look at. So don't be scared off by some of the younger crowd. A couple other things I'll mention. We've got the poor man's air ride seats. These are just they're spring seat spring plates. They go between your seat and the where you mount it to the boat. Fits under any boat seat. It's got the pattern, and so it just gives you that little air ride feel, even though it's a spring effect. Those were $99.50. Had them at $74.95. You can pick them up for $60 a piece now. Aluminum seat storage boxes, got a bunch of customized ones of those. Those are real expensive anymore if you have to have them built. Especially if they're Zolatone painted or nice. We've got a bunch of different sizes. We've got propane clamshell cookers. We've got galvanized winch stands for your trailer. If your winch stand is getting tired, I get half price on those. Oh, actually over half price. So anyway, we'll go into more of this after the break. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk a little bit more about the fair and some goodies that are going on right now and why you should get there and see Compo's booth right after this message.
The Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, Fairbanks, welcome back. We're talking fair, we're talking politics, we're talking all kinds of fun stuff. But it's the fair. Just got fired off yesterday, and it's going on until the 6th of August. Lots of fun stuff going on out there, whether you're into livestock, big vegetables, ATVs, boats, motors, snow machines, deals on all of the above. Well, except maybe vegetables and livestock. I don't know what's going on there, but we've got some killer deals out there. And like I said, at the fair, if you come by the fair, if we're busy or if nobody happens to be at the booth at that minute, we'll have these yellow sheets inside our tent with our top 50 deals. And I've been describing some of them, and they're just really good blowout deals. Let's talk ATVs a little bit. We'll talk about the sales on the big stuff in a minute, but just for accessories, we've got, they're called Neverland extra large ATV covers. You know, and so many people have ATVs in this town, and that's probably 10% of them have a cover on them over the winter to keep the sun off them. We've got these covers. They listed at $190. We had them at $150 at the garage sale we have got going on. We're dropping them to $85. So $85 for a nice cover that covers your ATV. They're extra large, so they fit most of the ATVs that are up here. Most people don't use a little 250, 300s. They're usually bigger, you know, 400s, 500, 6, 7, 800s, whatever, thousands. Anyway, these fit the bigger ones. If you've got a Can-Am and your tires are getting tired, we've got brand new takeoffs. We call them takeoffs. They're when somebody buys a brand new Can-Am Outlander and they want to upgrade their tires, we'll take the stock tires off of them. And they're usually about $140 a piece or so. And we're selling them for $60 a piece. Brand spanking new, $60. So $240 for a set of tires, you know, versus double that at least. So anyway, that's a good deal. Check out the tires on your quad and see. We got some neat accessory stuff. We got our Moose t-shirts and sweaters. I don't know if you've seen those. It's a shirt we designed. It's kind of fun. It's got a picture of a moose bedded down, a big bull moose with this huge rack. And the caption is, "Ladies, please, the eyes are down here." It's kind of a funny t-shirt. We got those t-shirts and sweatshirts on sale. I know sweatshirts are around $59. I think they're at $30 now. Got discounts on the t-shirts as well. All our snow machine helmets and Skidoo clothing. You got the Skidoo clothing is normally 10 off during the season. We got 20% off at the garage sale, 30% off now. Our Lynx clothing, that's the Lynx line from BRP, is 50% off. Everything we got Lynx in stock is 50% off. We got Skidoo storage boxes. If you're buying a new Skidoo or if you had one, you need a storage box. We've got all kinds of them. They're 20% off right now. So we got a lot of specials on the small stuff, but we also have really good deals on the actual units themselves, the Can-Ams especially. We have, you know, we have our big blowout on Can-Am stuff. We're getting ready to, you know, we get a choice basically. So you can either take cash off, and it varies depending on if it's a 22 carryover, there's like a grand down, there's at least 500 down on most of the side-by-side, the Can-Am side-by-sides, or you can do a 750 accessory credit, or you can do $1,000 to $2,000 worth of extended service, depending on the rig. We've got demos. We've got some Outlander demos. We've got that'll be available right after the fair. We've got some side-by-sides, for example, Mavericks, those X3s. We got $3,000 off the X3, and it's only got, I think, 200 miles on it. So these are units that we let people take around the shop and just try them out. You know, they got a full warranty with them, but you can save thousands of dollars on them. So that's kind of what I do when I'm buying a truck. I like to buy a dealer demo or something that's been broken in, not just for a little cash savings. That's always nice. But just any bugs have been out of it. If there's ever an issue with anything, it usually happens in the first 10 hours. So whether it be something that wasn't properly torqued or whatever, we don't see much of that with a Can-Am. But it's just nice to know that, you know, once you get that couple hundred, 500 miles on it, whatever, that it's broke in, it's ready to go. We do service on them. You know, we do the service that it needs. So, if it's got an initial oil change or something, so that's kind of good. But again, at the fair, we'll have that. We've got boats. We've got, about a dozen, maybe not that many anymore. We're moving them fast. Good used boats, pre-owned boats that we go through. We check them out. They're consigned. Some of them we own, and you can buy those. We've got extra money off on those during the fair. We'll have a couple of sheets with pictures and descriptions, and then you can schedule a demo ride if you're serious about it. But you can pick up. We just sold a boat, a Hughes Craft, nice little Hughes Craft with a 115 jet on it. Really nice, clean boat. They didn't seem like it was used very much. It ran really good. You know, it was like under $9,000. Boat, motor, trailer package. We got some that are more, but I mean, they're usually anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60 cents on the dollar versus new. So you can get a really good deal and know that, you know, we're taking you out in the boat and showing you, yeah, it runs good. It idles good. It's got good top end, the proper RPM. It's been serviced. So that kind of stuff. We've got a Sea Arc Predator right now, 22. We hardly ever get those, with a 200 horse, and it's set up as a cargo type boat. It's got the big spacious front end on it. You can fit an Argo in the front of that if you wanted to. So we've got a lot of stuff like that. Snow machines. Now we pre-sold about 85% of our snow machines this year. We do still have, I don't know, 50 or 75 unsold that are available, including our number one seller, the LE Expedition, with the 900 Ace motor or the 600 E-Tech. Those are really popular. We've got a few Summits. We don't have a lot of any one model. Because once we hit that target of what we sold, the factory was kind of shocked again for 3 years in a row. And then we were able to buy above that, you know, an extra 75 units. So we're going to be total sellout by the time snow hits the ground. So you can get $500 down to hold one. That's all it takes. Hold it until it comes in. So that's a good deal. Take advantage of any promos or anything that we'll have on them starting October. And of course, dividend time is coming up shortly after that. So you can settle up or finance it at that point. The other thing we've got on Can-Am is some killer deals on financing. So to ask about that. You know, Can-Am is buying down the rate on a lot of these. So that saves you hundreds, even up to, you know, 1,000 or more versus conventional interest rates. So you want to be able to take advantage of that. That's not going to stick around very long. So you get that in addition to the accessory discount or the extended warranty discount or the cash discount. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Well, I promised I'd try and find my other interview. We did the interview earlier with my interview with Joe Biden. That was fun. I'm going to try and play my Ronald Reagan interview I did. This would have been about 2009, right after the election of Barack Obama. So let's see if I can find that here.
A man is having recurring nightmares about the future of his health care. He wakes up in a cold sweat. In the upper corner of his bedroom, he sees a ghostly figure but he is not afraid. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area we call the Reagan Zone.
Ronald Reagan? Is that you?
Yes.
I've been waking up with nightmares over this whole Obama healthcare plan. What do you think it'll take for his plan to really work?
The economic miracle.
That's what I thought. Well, what's an average family like mine going to have to give up for him to pay for it all?
Food, clothing, automobiles.
Oh my God, it's worse than I thought. What are they thinking?
They've taken upon themselves the job of superintending us by government rule and regulation.
So in your opinion, Obamacare is...
another sad, bizarre chapter in human history whose last pages even now are being written.
Man, I hope you're right. But Obama, Pelosi, and Harry Reid aren't backing down on this thing.
They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
Let me ask you this. Who gets hurt the worst if this bill passes?
Girls turned sexually active.
Okay. Then who?
Cabbies and truck drivers.
What? Why cabbies and truck drivers? Oh, yeah, because they're always involved in...
adultery, teenage sex, pornography, abortion, and hard drugs.
Gotcha. But what about our seniors? What is Obama's real agenda for our grandparents?
Their total elimination.
So, under Obamacare, if my 92-year-old grandmother falls down the stairs and shatters her pelvis, what are they going to do? Just give her an aspirin and send her back home?
Yes.
But that's terrible, Ron. Can I call you Ron?
Yes.
Wouldn't you consider that immoral?
The only morality they recognize is that which will further their cause.
That's exactly what Bill O'Reilly keeps saying. You know, the O'Reilly factor, Bill O'Reilly.
He's the one who fights the bull.
Yep, that's him. Hey, what do you think Obama's ultimate plan is for Fox News?
To keep them mute.
That's what I'm hearing. Hey, let's talk about Canadian healthcare. Did I tell you about my cousin that went to the doctor in Vancouver for a simple sprained pinky toe?
He was killed.
Yeah, and all they had to do was pop that little sucker back into place. It was all crooked and bent.
Off to one side.
Right, and the next thing you know, Stanley's in the morgue.
That is what we expect.
So, our medical care is going to get worse, and it's going to cost us trillions. Who's going to pay for all this?
Our children's children.
And who pays for it after that?
Millions yet unborn.
Wow, that's a scary thought. Hey, Mr. President, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed our little chat. Can you come back sometime soon and discuss the whole Al Gore man-made global warming theory? You know, cap and trade is next on Obama's agenda.
So help me God.
That's exactly what I said. Well, good night, Mr. President. We sure miss you.
Oh, yeah, that goes back a ways. That was, we put that together back in 2009, I guess it was, right after election with Barack Obama. And it was my interview with Ronald Reagan, who woke up in my closet in my bedroom as a ghostly figure, as the announcer said. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. I like doing those little fake interviews of, you know, cut and edit the audio portions out of famous speeches and just have fun with it. You can find those, by the way, on AlaskanSongs.com. You can play them for free for your friends, or you can buy them for $1 a piece and go from there. So we're just having fun with that stuff. We have just a minute left in the show. I want to remind folks again about the fair. Stop by today or tomorrow this weekend and check it out. Again, if nothing else, just check out our top 50 sheet, our yellow top 50 sheets that we have in there. Plus, we'll have all the side-by-sides, including the amazing 6x6s, the Maverick X3s, everything marked down, demo rides available, just all kinds of fun stuff. We're really excited about the new Can-Am lineup. You know, we're going into hunting season. You want to be able to take advantage of these deals and get a really good interest rate and get a deal with low-down payment. We've got clean used rigs as well. Both snow machines and four-wheelers. Not a lot of four-wheelers right now, but the ones that are in there are, like, we've got one in there right now with 92 miles on it and another with 230. Sometimes people just get busy. In this case, he had a fellow that started building a house and it went double over budget, and he just couldn't
couldn't afford, so we brought them in on consignment. They're immaculate. 850s, two-seaters, so Outlanders. So anyway, that's all I got for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Compo Outdoor Show. I like to have fun with that. If you're offended, I'm sorry. If you're not, tune in next week. All right, this is Craig with the Compo Outdoor Show.
You have been listening to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compo's Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.